The demand for uranium is soaring again, a long story there, with more attractive alternatives using thorium. The U.S. production of uranium is way down at 5% of its peak. Now, there's lots of uranium underground in South Dakota. Rather than excavate an open pit, the Dewey Burdock Project of Encore Energy proposes to sink wells, inject solutions with oxygen and carbon dioxide to dissolve the uranium compounds, and pump them back up for processing. The challenges are rife, especially for environmental safety, as pointed out by local community groups and geologists with the U.S. Geological Survey and Oglala Lakota College. The aquifer has lots of leaks from natural cracks and from 4,177 old boreholes drilled to explore for the uranium. The uranium solutions and the drilling fluids may leak into the parts of the aquifer that supply water for drinking and for farms across the region. Accidents have occurred at sites as in Wyoming with similar in-situ uranium extraction. In the end, federal regulators exempted the Wyoming mine from regulations on the grounds that the decontamination proves technically impracticable from an engineering perspective. My vote is no confidence. Think twice before you act. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.